Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Conservation groups are taking legal action against the Montana Department of Environmental Quality over that proposed gold mine near the headwaters of the Blackfoot River. Montana Environmental Information Center and the Clark Fork Coalition filed the suit in Lewiston County District Court yesterday. They alleged the DEQ violated the public's right to know by failing to provide any key permits and documents until after the public comment period for the project's environmental assessment had already closed. The Montana Department of Environmental Quality is moving to designate the Big Hole River as impaired due to issues with algae. According to a report from the Montana Free Press, this eutrophication designation stems from excess nitrogens and phosphorus, which deplete oxygen levels and harm fish populations. The agency says the move will establish a framework for future water quality regulations known as pollution diets. Proposal follows last year's passage of House Bill 664, which prohibits state regulators from using numeric nutrient standards like they have in the past. While some conservation groups like Upper Missouri Waterkeeper argue for more urgent science-based numeric standards, the DEQ believes this new approach will formalize water quality issues on the main stem of the Big Hole. Final designation is not expected until 2027 at the earliest. The Montana Chamber of Commerce Foundation, teaming up with the Bureau of Business and Economic Research for a mid-year economic update with a primary focus on the potential impact of hyperscale data centers in Montana. As AI drives a massive nationwide investment in data infrastructure, the event will explore what the projects could mean for Montana's economy. Analysts from the Bureau will present new findings on potential short and long-term employment effects, as well as the implications for property tax revenue. The events, which will include the mid-year update at Flathead Valley Community College on July 30th, are scheduled in all the major cities in late July and early August. You can find registration details on the Montana Chamber Foundation website. The